On Robin Hood Radio, it's nice to welcome Julie Ulmer, who is a professional organizer. She's actually built a business about that, Minding Your Manor, back in 2005. She is also really, quote, a professional organizer, end quote. And you can find out more information on Julie at mindingyourmanor.com. But Julie's going to join us once again this morning. Julie, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
Oh, thank you, Marshall, for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you have some non-credit workshops that are coming up at Berkshire Community College for the spring session. Let's talk a little bit about those workshops.
Yeah, I do. The next one coming up is titled Downsizing for Boomers and Seniors. And as we know, there's a great big generation of people who are at the point in their lives where they're, you know, thinking about the next chapter. And maybe they've been in their same home for many years. They've raised their families there. And now perhaps they want to travel, or they're looking to be in smaller accommodations, or they just don't want to burden their loved ones with a chore that they might have had to, you know, become engaged in, which is reducing an estate. And it's always better, I've found in my business, that if we can do that by a warm hand, meaning while we're alive, while we can make our choices about what we, you know, want to keep and what we know about heirlooms and things of that nature, that it's better than by a cold hand, which means that, you know, unfortunately people pass away and then it's up to who to get rid of, you know, years' worth of accumulations and or to determine where's the genealogy, where are the great family pictures, et cetera.
What's interesting about this, Julie, is, you know, you're talking about it as a professional organizer. We have another show called Appraise This with two professional appraisers. And mm-hmm. in their line of work, they urge families to do this early because as appraisers, families come to them thinking that they have maybe some things that are valuable and they're not, and some things mm-hmm. that are not valuable and they are valuable. And all this stuff really should be worked out well in advance.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a great point, Marshall, because, you know, it's the knowledge that we have about where did this come from, or the provenance of where did that come from, or the backstory that can sometimes help appraisers. But more importantly, what's great to know is, you know, unfortunately, the markets have changed, and big old brown mahogany heavy furniture is not necessarily of interest. There's not much of a market for it right now. Same thing with china, glassware, flatware, tchotchkes, etc. So when a family can identify something that may seem valueless, but it has sentimental value and the story behind that, it's great to be able to offer to hand that down to the next generation, or, you know, perhaps even take a picture of it and, you know, donate it or put it up for tag sale or something like those ideas, and really find the treasures and the gems and the can't live withouts as boomers and seniors are heading into their, you know, their golden years and their retirement.
What's great about your idea, and by the way, we're speaking once again about a non-credit course, Downsizing with Boomers and Seniors, which is coming up Saturday, April 14th from 10 to 11 at Berkshire Community College. What's great about what you're offering in this, Julie, is that if people plan in advance, you can downsize in steps. You don't have to downsize all at once.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's critical, too. You know, we all kind of think, well, we're going to be here forever, but we all are mortal, and it's much easier to do this kind of work when we're fresh, when we're not faced with chronic illness, or we're up against the wall, perhaps, where, you know, the time has come where we can't, you know, make the steps anymore or go to the upstairs level of a home. So that's really dramatic, and what happens then is it's really stressful. On top of everything else, now you're trying to make decisions on what you want to keep and what you don't need to keep, et cetera. So definitely sooner is better than later to start. And right now the minimalism movement is really refreshing and it's really inspiring. So it's a great time to kind of catch the wave.
You know, I can really understand what you're saying, because think it was 10 years ago, I had a split and I moved to a new house. And in just 10 years, what I have accumulated, just 10 years, what I have accumulated, and I'm not a big accumulator, I look mm-hmm. around and I say, oh my gosh, oh my mm-hmm. gosh, I got to get rid of some of this stuff already.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if you've been with somebody for 45, 50 years, the amount of inventory that you have accumulated.
Sure. And it depends on how strong their decluttering muscle was, throughout those years. I mean, everybody does periodic purges and some editing and whatnot, but it really can creep up on you, like you said, just 10 years' time. It's like, wow, you know, stuff keeps coming into our homes. How do we make the decisions about what should stay? Are we going to let our fears over the I might need it someday? Theories, are we going to allow those to overwhelm us and then therefore overwhelm our homes? So in the class, I love to teach, you know, everything from how to keep up on things on a daily level to, you know, here is the big, your real true downsizing. You know, we're going from 3,000 square feet to 1,500 square feet, or we just want to live more simply because, you know, especially this time of year with spring cleaning coming up, who wants to dust things that, you know, don't serve you anymore? Who wants to clean and store things that you aren't using, needing, or loving anymore? So I personally think that this is a great class for even younger than the boomer generation, because it's just helpful to identify, how do I even go about that? How do I identify in my home what I think I might need, use, and love? So I like to teach a lot of the tips and tricks that help people look at their things in a different way, so that they can truly, you know, find the can't live withouts. And sparking joy is wonderful. It's a great movement where, you know, the idea of picking something up and deciding whether it does it for you or not, it does it move the needle or not, is nice, you know, but there's also things like toilet plungers that every home should have, you know, that we all kind of need. So we try to use practical, logical, reasonable deciding, you know, how to figure it out and how to actually, you know, implement the decluttering process and then organizing what you're keeping.
Okay. Once again, we are speaking about a downsizing with boomers and seniors and other people, if you want to, on Saturday, April 14th, 10 to 11:30, Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield. I think one final note on this. I think by emphasizing on how people could learn how to deal with the sentimental belongings probably is one of the most important things that you can help people with.
It is. It is. And for them, it could be something that someone else views as, you know, junk even perhaps, but it just happens to have a memory attached to it. So finding out what that memory is and how do we preserve it and how can we possibly even whittle down, which is a hard thing, the sentimental belongings to those treasures that people can really embrace and that really do spark the memories that they hold. That's really elemental too. So sentimentality is definitely a part of it. Functionality is also definitely a part of it. And being proactive, I think that is grabbing the bull by the horns is really a great thing for anybody. It's really empowering to have power over your stuff and to not let it crowd you out of your own home.
All right, that's Downsizing with Boomers and Seniors, once again, Saturday, the 14th of April from 10 to 11:30, Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield. And very quickly, you have another one coming up in May, right?
Oh, I do, and that one's more for the busy family with kids, family with pets, families that are on the go, and they're constantly running, so their home is this bustle of energy. So we like to try to calm the chaos. That's the name of the class, Calming the Chaos, how to develop a command center so that everybody in the family knows where everybody is and where they're going, and how to keep control of toys and all the things that go along with pets and travel and sporting gear and all that kind of thing. So it's really geared towards those folks that are on the go, and especially towards families that are interested in living with less, you know, not having the toys overwhelm their home and their house, and how they can, kind of keep things on an even keel in the home.
All right, Julian, how do people find out more about this, about these courses and information?
Well, you're definitely welcome to go to Berkshire Community College, their website, which I believe is .org, and feel free to reach out to me via my website, mindingyourmanner.com, or hit me up on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, and connect, and I can give you some more information about the details. But BCC is the best place to go to get signed up and get tickets for the class. Hour and a half of a lot of good, useful information for people, and that's a delight for me to be able to empower people in their own homes.
All right, Julie, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
No problem. Thank you, Marshall. Appreciate it.